Hello and welcome to the Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in South Africa's expansive property industry. On this latest podcast, we are discussing property mega developments, particularly the financing of such developments and the impact on communities. Last month, the first phase of the Westtown Square opened in a new precinct adjacent to the N3 between Durban and Pietermaritzburg. It is similar in concept to Umhlanga Ridge around Gateway and Waterfall City around Mall of Africa in Johannesburg, but is smaller in commercial scale, a mini city of sorts. One of the funders on the development, which is being led by privately led Fundamentum Property Group, is banking group Absa. Following the launch of Westtown Square, Vumiso Nyamanzana, KZN head for commercial property finance at Absa CIB, co-penned an opinion piece titled "The Human Impact of Property Development: Establishing Socially Conscious Economic Hubs." Interestingly enough, Absa seems to be upping its game in the commercial property finance space and has backed several major property developments in South Africa in recent years, particularly in KZN. Besides Westtown, the bank is also one of the major funders of the new multi-billion rand Club Med resort at Tinley Manor on the North Coast and has backed other big projects in the province. Now, to talk about the financing and to share other insights on Westtown and some of the other projects in KZN is Vumiso. Welcome to the Property Pod.
Thank you, Suren, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Tell us, why has Absa banked on Westtown, as it were? Perhaps you want to give us some context in terms of how the bank became involved in this mega project, because it's been on the cards for several years now.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Asren. It's a project that has been on the cards probably for the last 7 to 10 years. So I think our involvement in financing Westtown has been driven by a couple of reasons. So there are obviously reasons around the financing itself. I think, you know, as you mentioned, Absa has got such a healthy appetite at the moment in the commercial property finance. So this is one of the projects that tick the box in terms of, you know, our financing sort of like strategy. So we were so keen to finance Westtown on the basis of the commerciality of the project. As you know, Westtown is part of, it sits along the N3 corridor. So for us as Absa, we have got a bullish sort of like outlook, you know, along that N3 corridor. And we felt that this project would help to unlock a lot of opportunities. And it will definitely be one of the catalytic sort of like projects to unlock, you know, developments along the N3 corridor. So it ticked a lot of boxes in terms of location. Then what also helped the project is just the fact that it's not a standalone sort of like financing proposal. It's sort of like a precinct, you know, package that forms a whole lot of other mixed use, you know, developments that are coming up after the completion of Westtown Square. So you see that in the next 5 to 10 years, there will be the hospital developments. There's the other commercial aspects to the precinct, industrial nodes. There is a commitment from Bowen to develop residential units and other developers that might be interested to take part, you know, in the development. So I think for us, the fact that it's a precinct sort of like financing mixed use, that also ticked the box, because not just financing Westtown Square on its own, we are looking at financing a new town or a new city, you know, in the West. Then the other aspects that also tick the box for us is just the support Westtown Square has received from all the anchor tenants. So you notice that it's a 49,000, close to 49,000, of close to 50,000 square meters GLA. You've got your Checkers, your Pick and Pay, your Edgars, your TFG, all have committed, you know, into this project. So that for us was also a sign of confidence that, you know, the retailers are also bullish, you know, about this development. Then the structure also of the shopping center itself, Westtown Square, was exciting for us in the sense that the Bun, which is sort of like a unique concept for us, I think it will become popular with shoppers. So it's not your typical shopping center. It's sort of like high street mall that is open and very refreshing. Then the other aspects that we looked at, Suren, are just from the developmental aspect, you know, of the project. As you know, it has created a lot of jobs, 8,500 permanent jobs. We're looking at over 15 billion in investments over the next decade. It has also just opened up, you know, the Shongweni precinct. There's also a lot of commitment from the city in terms of infrastructure development. As you are aware, the Thekwini municipality has committed over 600 million to expand, you know, the road that leads to Westtown Square. So all those boxes, I think, they were quite exciting for us. Hence, we decided to participate in this project.
Just for our listeners who might not know, how much is ABSA funding the development by? And that's the retail aspect of it.
So the initial phase of this development, we've deployed over 1.5 billion. And this has been deployed as a mixture of our senior and junior debt.
Okay. We'll get into the details of the financing shortly, but what impact has the development had on KZN, especially on the Shongweni community? Because that piece you wrote particularly went on the broader impact. Obviously, ABSA needs to finance a deal from a commercial perspective, but you know, banking institutions increasingly also need to look at ESG side of things, and I suppose some of those elements are ticked with your financing of Westtown.
100%. So I think the Shongweni market and the Shongweni, especially the Shongweni market, is quite popular in KZN from in terms of tourism and you know, the market supporting, like, you know, SME businesses. So over and above that, I think Westtown also brought that upliftment impact, you know, to the Shongweni market. So I think one aspect that initiated like the social impact of the project is the training and skills development that was set up by Westtown Foundation in collaboration with Stephanie Stocks. So that was set up to help upskill, you know, local communities, train the guys to become operators as well as bricklayers. And the initiative has led to very successful stories where a lot of young men and women have become operators of large trucks on site. Local entrepreneurs have also established family businesses, generating significant revenue, you know, for their families. Then obviously from an employment part, that has also been a huge tick box for us. In terms of employment, over 1,800 individuals employed during construction of Westtown Square, and most of them obviously coming from the Shongweni neighboring communities. Then broader Westtown development obviously is going to create more opportunities in terms of jobs. So we're anticipating at least 15,000 construction jobs and about 8,500 permanent jobs over the next 10 to 15 years. So I think that has been a big tick box for us. Then obviously from an ESG perspective, there are other aspects that we looked at in terms of the development itself. It's going to be a green precinct. So far, ABSA has also advanced finance towards solar installation on Westtown Square, and we are going to roll out similar financing packages, you know, throughout the development. So yeah, I think those are probably the broader ESG sort of like aspect that we looked at, Suren, when we did the financing for Westtown.
Thanks for that insight. I actually was at the launch, which was quite spectacular for a former sugarcane field in the middle of nowhere, as it were. And one of the fundamentum bosses, I think it was Sean Bergsma, mentioned the one particular entrepreneur, a bricklaying a person that used to do bricklaying that established the company and basically did all the bricklaying for that project. So, and that's just one story. But turning to the financing side of things, financing major projects like this, it's not easy, especially for developers. How has Absa helped to close that gap, as it were, from a finance perspective to effectively unlock this development?
Yeah, so I think we pride ourselves, Suren, for being, pioneers in unlocking finance for new nodes. And a case in point is Westtown. So obviously, it's not an easy financing structure that we put across to the client. I think we were quite comfortable in terms of the commerciality of the transaction. So we came in with the senior debt finance package. And remember, this is a one bank financing structure. There is no another bank that is involved at the moment. So Absa financed the entire precinct, obviously co-financing with the client in terms of the equity part. So, but what we've done is we've put forward a senior debt finance package into the project. Then we also have a very robust mezzanine finance team that has also come in to bridge, the gap between equity and senior. So that is actually, made the project to be where it is now. And I think the comfort that we obviously get is that it's a long-term project. It's supported by anchor tenants. So from a revenue stream, serviceability, developer experience, construction risk, all those boxes, I think we're quite comfortable. Then obviously with the involvement of Stephanie Stocks as the main contractor, that also gave us comfort. So I think from just financing point of view, as Suren, we put forward quite an innovative structure. Obviously, the client is quite a strong client in terms of financial substance. So we did put forward a very innovative finance structure, but there were other aspects that actually gave us comfort, to put forward that finance structure. And what makes us happy as the financiers is that the center is now complete. It has been completed on time with no delays. It has been completed with no cost overruns. So I think that's probably the most important aspect for any financier to see, a product of this magnitude actually coming to life without any issues in terms of cost overruns or delays.
I like that last point. I don't want you to comment on it, but government can take a leaf out of that in terms of not overspending. You mentioned in your opinion piece that Absa has actively participated in financing a significant pipeline of catalytic developments in towns and cities of KZN. Obviously, your role is head of commercial property finance for Absa CIB in KZN, so you're speaking purely from a regional perspective. But in that opinion piece, you also mentioned other projects such as Sibaya Coastal Precinct, Umhlanga Arch. But I also know that Absa is backing the new Club Med Resort, which is huge for South Africa, not just KZN. Can you share some insights on these projects and the impact they've had or will have going forward on the local communities, the province, and naturally for South Africa as well?
No, absolutely, Suren. So I think that's the other aspect that Absa Corporate Investment Banking takes pride in itself. Having funded most of the mega projects in the province, I think you're probably aware of Etequini's strategy in terms of opening new nodes, catalytic nodes. And we pride ourselves to be part of, that strategy, supporting Etequini as well as other municipalities like Kwadukuza in all the projects that they're backing. So it goes back to, Umhlanga Arch, which was probably one of the iconic mixed-use developments that we financed, about 2.2 billion development cost. That was a mixed-use precinct, 45,000 square meters, made up of offices, residential, and hotel. Then we also financed South Sibaya and the Greater Sibaya Precinct. And what actually makes us very excited, Siren, is the fact that we financed this project at the height of COVID. And if you remember, I think we probably deployed over 1.5 billion, and the client at the time managed to achieve over 2 billion worth of sales within 6 weeks. So we have done Sauto Sibaya very successfully, and we are looking at over 1,500 homes that will be built. It's a mixed-use precinct also. We also participated in the Marine Walk shopping center, which is a 10,000 convenience center that is doing extremely well. So we also busy with the client on unlocking value and projects on the greater Sibaya precinct, Sibaya Node 1 in 5. So that is also on the cards, and we should see a couple of billions coming off the ground, you know, during on that note. Then, rightly so, we also busy with the Club Med project, and APSA acted as a lead arranger, providing about 52% of the 1.5 billion that was required to finance. And this was also a huge effort within the bank from different divisions, including our global finance team, property finance, as well as our sector coverage. So what was quite exciting about this project is the tourism aspect that it brings to the province. As you know, this is the first Club Med in South Africa. And we are so happy that it is happening in our province, in KZN. So the impact that Club Med is going to have on the north coast of KZN is huge. From infrastructure, job creation, you know, opening doors for the province to visitors coming from overseas. It's quite a massive project. So we're quite excited. So we have partnered with other financiers to put this compelling finance package to the client. And the expectation is that the resort opens sometime next year, mid next year. And so far, everything is going well on the ground. The client is on track in terms of timing. They are on track in terms of costs. So yeah, it's quite a huge project and very exciting for us. Then also in the north of Durban, we are busy with Zimbali Lakes, which is the only project in the country, or probably in KZN also, that has got Resort 5 zoning status. So it's a project that is sponsored by Zimbali IFA Group that pioneered Zimbali Coastal Resort in 2005. And we have participated in the different phases of that project successfully. And recently they've launched the Tatali Signature Villas. They've also just recently opened the golf course that was opened yesterday. So we're quite excited that there are other projects that are lined up at Zimbali Lakes that will be financing. There's a retirement village that is supported by Evergreen. So it's quite exciting, Suren, that we have been involved in a lot of mega projects in the province that have unlocked opportunities from an employment perspective, as well as unlocking infrastructure.
I didn't realize APSA was involved with Zimbali Lakes. I do know that you are involved with the owners of the Amdek Group that own the green retirement
green,
side,
yeah.
Yes, side of the business. But it's quite a number of projects to note there. Another one that APSA was involved with, but that was several years back now, and also been hugely successful considering the development growth on the north coast and semigration there as well, was the Ballito Junction Shopping Centre several years ago. But how has the commercial property market, clearly it's doing better, it's doing well. Are you seeing greater appetite for financing such deals going forward, or are you pretty much focusing on these deals at the moment?
So I think the market has evolved a lot, Suren. So I'm sure as you're probably aware that, you know, at Ballito, if you look at Ballito 5, 8 years ago, it's completely different from the Ballito that we see now. So at the time when APSA participated in Ballito Junction, I think it was also quite, it was quite unpopular, you know, for a bank to participate in such a mega project in such a small town that seemed like a village at the time. But it also shows APSA's vision in just backing our clients and helping them to write their stories. So we participated in Ballito Junction then, and if you see the Ballito Junction now with all the extensions that have happened, it's also such quite a successful story. A lot is happening in Ballito. We've got new schools coming on board. We've got Redam. We've got Bowen with Ballito Hills. We've got Arcus, which, by the way, we are also financing. We've financed over 900 units so far for Arcus, and there are other phases such as Ballito Life. Ballito Village was the first phase. Second phase is now Ballito Life, which we're also financing. So there's a lot that is happening in Ballito, and there's a lot that is also happening in the North Coast. I think what has also become, I think the catalyst for this is also the airport. The fact that King Shaka Airport is right next to Ballito and North Coast. So going further up, there are a lot of other projects that are off the ground, Jezula, Misitan, Elaleni. Those have also been very popular and very successful. So I think for us, Suren, we listen to the market, and when demand is there, we are definitely there to partner with our clients. And what we're seeing in the North Coast is quite exciting, because we're probably the pioneers, you know, of that vision back then with Ballito Junction, and are seeing it, you know, growing to these levels is quite exciting for us.
We're running out of time, but any hints on further projects on the cards that you're going to finance that you can kind of hint off, if you can't mention a name before we conclude?
So I think focus right now is obviously the club making sure that it's all done, completed, operational. But as you are aware, that club med is also a catalyst for that precinct. There's a lot that's going to be coming up. There is a shopping center on the cards. There are hotels on the cards. There are a lot of residential opportunities on the cards. So all that, we're definitely going to be backing up those projects. Zibali Lakes, similarly, there's a lot that is coming up. So we'll be definitely participating, you know, on different projects and different phases that will be coming up. But I think what's like probably the outlook, Suren, is the fact that it's no longer just the North Coast that you're focusing on. With West Town also coming up, I think it's exciting that the focus is now balanced. You know, we now have the West also coming up. And like I said, there's a lot that is coming up in the West, just around West Town. So we will also be participating in all those projects.
Okay, we will have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, Vumiso. That was Vumiso Nyamanzana, KZN Regional Head for Commercial Property Finance at ABSA CIB.